T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ah, it's the afternoon show, 94 WIP. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz. Speaking of Jack, we have not mentioned the Phillies yet, who have won 7 straight games and did ruin my morning a little bit, along with the offensive lineman scouting. And we will have the Jackie Baseball Report in 30 minutes so we can catch up with
them. Yeah, the Phillies are here to pick up the city when everyone's down.
Well, we need them.
Yeah. We might need them quick.
Yeah, we need them.
Well, good thing it's only we got how many months until October?
No, they could just keep ripping off wins. We'll take that.
Listen.
We'll take that.
We'll get to it more in the baseball report.
Yeah,
but
we'll get to it.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm just letting everyone know it's all good.
So, we've been talking a lot. We obviously been talking about the game last night, talking a lot about Embiid. It's interesting. Embiid hasn't really been the central focus of this conversation. Mm-hmm. I think largely most people agree that he is compromised from an injury standpoint. We can have that discussion after the year about what that means. But I think largely people are agreeing that he is doing what could be expected of him and more right now, given the injury situation. So he spoke after the game last night about the two games and the rest of the series. And here's what he had to say.
How do you try to bounce back as you guys head home and try to turn this thing around?
We're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But with a better team.
So when you listen to it, he sounds confident to me. We've heard slow, mopey, sad, Embiid.
Yes.
That's not what that sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. It sounded confident. When you watch the video, his head is down the entire time. He's not looking at anyone. Is that what Barkley talked about? Can you play the Barkley sound?
What I'd like to see from Joel, he got to get his head up. Because he's the leader of the team. He's the best player. He's one of the best players in the world. If your best player got his head down like that, he can say it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. We just got to come out and win game 3. We got to take it one game at a time. As the leader of the team, he cannot have his head down. He's got to say, guys, we're fine. They did what they're supposed to do. We got to go home and win game 3 and 4.
What'd you feel about the Embiid statement, the way it looked, the way it sounded?
I was okay with the statement until I actually saw it myself. I didn't see it till this morning. I'm watching the Sports Rise with everything. And I kind of feel like Charles feels. You know, you hear it and you're saying, yeah, he's saying all the right things. And it seems like he's trying to rally the troops going back home. And I love the fact that he's still proclaiming they're going to win the series. I like that. You know, does it ring a little hollow? Not as much as one may think. But when you see the body language doesn't necessarily give me the same confidence. It doesn't give me that same level. So, and listen, I'm not a body language reader, but that is a form of communication, right? It's nonverbal communication. So if I'm looking at him and he's saying those things, if you want me to wholeheartedly believe in what you're saying, I need to be able to look in your eyes when you're saying it. Right? So that's sort of the way I looked at it is he has his head down, so he's not – it's not that he's moping, but he certainly is downtrodden at that time.
Can I play – I imagine –
psychiatrist?
Yes. Actually, can I play both Embiid excuse maker and conspiracy guy?
Okay.
So Embiid, when you're watching game one and you notice this – before he got hurt, he kept rubbing his eye. Mm-hmm. He would lift his shirt up, rub his eye, blah, blah, blah. Then when he gets hurt, when he hurts his leg and he's laying on the ground, and everyone noticed this, he's only blinking one eye, which was weird to look at. Mm-hmm. Then on the day of, or yesterday, when he showed up to shoot around, everyone remarked, and I saw a video of it, he's wearing sunglasses at shoot around.
Indoors, yeah. I've seen it.
And then when I saw video of him at the free throw line, and one of his eyes, I've never noticed this about Joel before, looked like it was like lazy. It was looking off to the side. Mm-hmm. And then I start thinking he misses 4 free throws, which it seems like Joel's made every free throw for the last 6 months. I wonder if the reason he had his head down is because his eye looked funny and he's self-conscious about it. And that's why he was wearing sunglasses. And I want to know, A, what happened to his eye, and B, if that is a tell that there's something going on. He was wearing sunglasses at shoot-around. Did anybody think to ask why he's wearing sunglasses at shoot-around? What happened to his eye? Right. Clearly something happened to his eye the night before. So I'm not – the only reason I say this to defend him is that when I listen to it, it doesn't sound like the Joel I don't like.
Right.
When I hear it, I hear a Joel that sounds sure of himself, that sounds like he says they're going to win the series. I've heard bad mopey Joel before, and that's not what it sounds like. I just feel like maybe there's something else going on.
Yeah, but it's always something going on.
Well, that's...
That's the thing. Like, yeah. It's the eye. Nobody is not on the injury report. Nobody has said anything about it. So now we're supposed to give him the benefit of the doubt that he can only see out of one eye.
I'm just asking questions.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It didn't stop him from shooting the ball 29 times.
No.
So
you don't shoot with your eye.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it didn't make him a less aggressive player on offense.
Didn't seem to.
Right.
No, it didn't seem to. Jack, what did you think when you saw it and heard it? Jack's doing something else. I'm sorry, Jack.
So when I just read the quotes, I started thinking of the video yearbook. I had the Rocky theme in my head of like, here we go. He's going to carry the team on his back. Bang, bang, bang. And I hear what you're saying about the eye. I just can't do it. I've seen that before from Joel too, where it's like, we're going to win. But if he came out with conviction, like Rollins in 07 said, we're the team to beat, I think I'd be fired up. But I didn't leave that fired up. I don't know if he really believed it. I think he was just saying it.
I think he believes it.
Well, I hope he believes it. He should believe it, or else we're really in trouble. Yeah. We're really in trouble. I just – my question would be, Spike, then what is it with his eye?
Well, that's the question
I'm asking. You know what I'm saying? Like, did he get poked in the eye? Did he get hit with an elbow in the eye?
How has no one reported this?
Yeah.
Well,
to be fair, I mean, Pompey did ask Nick Nurse the other day about his eye out of nowhere.
And what did he say?
I have the audio. I'll try to find it.
Okay. All right. I need to know what the hell happened to his eye.
Which certainly should be a topic of discussion. Will they don't speak today?
Here, I have Nurse the other day on it.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's lying.
What?
he's lying. I look, it's their job to lie sometimes, but he's lying. There's obviously something wrong with his eye.
I just don't understand why would he be lying.
Well, but he is.
No, I'm just saying.
He lied about D'Anthony Melton and his health. Lied about, like, that's, do you know why he lies? Because first of all, I think to a certain extent, Embiid doesn't like when his injuries are public because he doesn't like being perceived as being injury prone. I think that's probably one thing. Okay. I think he's probably self-conscious because it looks weird and he cares about how he looks. And he has to be lying.
See, this is where...
Why is he wearing sunglasses?
But this is where everybody goes crazy. Because it's like, why is it always something?
Well, because that's the franchise we've been blessed with.
Like, why is it always something? There's nothing wrong with Tyrese Maxey's eye.
No, not right now. But he's sick randomly.
Yeah, wait. Well, he had a Jordan flu game last night.
Yeah, he did. I think, actually, the Sixers are like this to give us content.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dan. I appreciate it.
Embiid Embiid said, you know what? The guys at WIP need a segment about halfway through the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw some sunglasses on before I go to
I'll tell you what he should have done. Well, he must not want to be asked about his eye, because he could have easily done that interview with sunglasses on.
Right. But instead, he did it with his head down.
With his head down.
Ah, there's something going on there. There's something going on. You know, everybody goes to all those games and all those practices.
If his eyes is sensitive to light, I can understand it. I saw the same video you saw with the sunglasses on at shoot around. Just do the interview with sunglasses on then if your eyes are sensitive to light right now.
We need a Sixers Insider of the Year. These guys going to practice in games all the time. What the hell are you doing? You can watch the game on TV.
Like, right, yeah.
What are you doing? The best player on the Sixers, the reigning MVP, who is continually injury prone, is blinking one eye during a game, shows up at shoot-around the next day with sunglasses, and then won't look at reporters in the post-game press conference afterwards, and nobody's asking any questions.
Yeah, somebody should be hard on this. Pause. Somebody should be on this investigation. I'm just saying.
You're pausing yourself.
I did.
You don't want to be paused. You're like Eminem in 8 Mile. You're like, right. I'm going to pause myself.
Yeah,
so they can't
sometimes I can hear it coming out. As soon as I hear it, I know.
Well, Spike had his first pause moment today on the show.
Oh,
did
no.
anyone else pick it up?
No. Did not.
Just me?
Yeah.
Well,
sure
someone's going to have an ear for these kind of things.
Okay. I've never done so many different positions.
Welcome to the drop board, Spike.
Yeah, I'm proud.
He's been waiting.
215-592-9494. Andy at Deptford, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's the deal? How we doing?
Against the rules, Andy. Don't ask us how we're doing. We're doing great.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah. Here's the deal with Embiid that kills me with him, right? If they win the game, there's no issue with that eye. Just like in the fourth quarter when he pulled up for a three and he missed it and he came up limping. Like, if he makes the three, he ain't limping. Like, he's just I don't think he's soft. He's just mentally he's not strong. You know what I'm saying? So, Spike. In 89, last time these two teams matched up, were you a Knicks fan?
In what year?
1989, the last time the Sixers.
No,
and the
I was
Knicks.
Not. No, I was
so
not.
You weren't. All right. What's up with you and your dad, though? You were a Knicks Sixers fan. He was a Cowboys Eagles fan.
I liked the Knicks when I was in high school because my friends liked the Bulls, and I was a contrarian, and I ended up loving John Starks. So I love John Starks. What, Andy, shut up for a second. Do you want to ask me a question and give you the answer, and then we move on, or do you want to call up and act like a troll? If it's the troll thing, then you're gone. If you want to ask me a question, I'll give you the answer. Now, that is the true answer. The true answer is when I was in high school, from 1990 to 1994, and then in college or whatever, I began to like the Knicks because my friends liked the Bulls, and I loved John Starks. That is gone. I'm 47. If everything you did in high school is exactly the same as your late 40s, we'd all be in trouble. So are we done with this, or are we going to do it every time you call?
In South Jersey, right? Willenboro.
I'm done. Moron. Well, you always liked the Knicks when you were 14. It's like, dude, I've dedicated a quarter of my life to following this godforsaken basketball team. 3 hours a week of my own volition at home while my wife is downstairs wondering what I'm doing upstairs. Mm-hmm. Can we go to dinner? No, I have to watch the Sixers game, all 82 of them, and do a podcast. And you're questioning me because when I was 16, I liked it. Get over it. Move on. Holy moly.
And John Starks was at the game last night.
Yes, he was. He's like their World Be Free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? So he's there a lot? Okay.
Yeah. He works for the Knicks and is their...
Okay.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Ambassador.
Ambassador. That's what he is.
They brought a few of the guys out last night.
They did. Not Charles Oakley, though. No.
Yeah, no, we know he's never getting invited back.
No. Dana, you're on WIP.
Yeah, how you doing? Spike and Ike.
What's up, Dana?
All right. Yeah, you handled that last call good, man. I'm a college referee, right? So we're going to always have trouble with the referees because they call the game inconsistent, because you could beat up one player on one end, then go down the other end and beat up another player, and they're not going to call it. What they need to do, they need to get the college game, but they need to ref like the college game when the foul's a foul, because you got the whole stands, the crowd, people on TV, they're saying he just got beat up down there. He just got beat up down there. They ain't called it. And then they're going to call another marginal call. Mm-hmm. So they're inconsistent. So it's not the referees. It's the NBA itself, how they got them reffing the games. And Ike, also, when you told Elliot about guys reffing the games, you reffing that play down there on the baseline, reffing next to the coach. You reffing that play. You're not watching that coach. You're reffing that play.
Of course you're not. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to ask you that. I'm like, yeah, how would you have handled that situation there, Danny? They need to get your attention, right? You're not looking at the coach for a timeout.
Especially if it's all that action in that corner right there. It's a ton of action in that corner.
Yeah.
You can't possibly. You can, like, peek at him real fast, but the time that you peek at him, he might not have his hand up.
You know,
for the timeout.
You know what? It's rare that within one day my opinion changes on something. I'll change my opinion if I see.
Sure.
But I came in here today. I wasn't ready to blame the refs, but because they were wrong, whatever. I said repeatedly, it's up to you and your team to make sure. But the one thing that I was sure of was they missed the Nick Nurse timeout. But the more I heard you talk, you convinced me, and then Dana calling, like, if Nick Nurse wanted a timeout, he would have gotten a timeout. He was trying to do the thing where he's signaling timeout. I've never seen a coach want a timeout that badly in that situation and not get it.
Also, Lowry could have called timeout.
Yes. Well, that's a different thing, though.
Those are two, again, we talk about championship winning guys.
Yes, 100%. Thank you for the call, Dana. I think specifically, I agree. Somebody else could have, but Maxie, when he was on the ground, could have called timeout.
Yep.
But the Nurse thing specifically, I my mind has changed in that if he really wanted a timeout, he could have gotten a timeout.
Yeah.
Jump on the court and scream timeout. Yeah. It's, you know.
You're wearing gym shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't back in the day where you're over there with a suit and some kicks on where you might slide on the floor, slip and fall, run out there.
Right.
Not to derail this, but does Nick Nurse wear too many chains too? Like, you're in your 50s, man.
He's a musician.
Not to pick on guys in their 50s. But you're also an ex-NFL player. Like, this is Nick Nurse.
Well, look at me.
He's an NBA champion.
He wasn't a player. He was a coach on the team.
Players can wear chains?
Well, what is this thing with the chain thing? You don't want a coach to wear chains?
It's a little weird. And he has his own logo.
Oh, logo on his hat.
That's a little toolish.
Do you want me to wear the hat tomorrow?
Well, they lost. They've lost every game since you've worn it, so maybe not. There's just something off about Nick Nurse, frankly.
Nah.
Don't start trying to turn on Coach Nurse, man.
I like that you call him Coach. That's a sign of respect.
Yeah.
I like Nick Nurse.
He's a good coach.
And I had no feeling for him when they hired him.
He's a good coach.
He's good. I actually like him.
Shut up, Jack. He's a good coach.
He's been a little. I mean, listen. He pulled him. Did they win the game if he pulls Embiid in that fourth in the third quarter?
He had to rest him at some point.
But it was a little early. Itchy trigger finger.
No.
So if we get scrub-ass Paul Reed in the game, it's rush.
All right. Yeah. The worst part about him being in there and us being in here is I can't turn his mic off.
He can't do anything with it. Yeah.
Well, because I keep telling you the truth. I know he's a cute guest on your podcast, but like
the baseball.
I'm with him on the B-ball Paul stuff. It's a little over the top.
I'm just saying he's good. He's a good player.
He's good at what?
He's a good backup center.
Every time he makes a shot, it looks like it's on accident.
It's by accident.
By accident. Whatever. On accident.
Yeah. Mark in South Jersey, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
What up, Mark?
So I can shed a little bit of light on what I think is wrong with Embiid's eye because I've been down that path. So I'm 44. And by the way, Spike, what you did in high school, you're right. If you're still doing it now, we all have a problem. So that guy is out of his mind.
Right.
Right out of high school, right at the end of high school, I was delivering newspapers for the Terrier Post. And you have to get – it's the worst job in the world. It's a second job. You have to get up in the morning at 3 o'clock every day. You never have a day off. And for exercise, I would run up and down the street delivering these papers. I came out of a yard, and a tree branch scratched my cornea. So I went to the eye doctor, and I said, I can't even open my eye. I can't close my eye. I can't move my eyeball. It's excruciating pain. So he put 3 drops in it, and I said, great, I'm healed. He says, no, that's a numbing agent. He said, but your eye is going to go crazy. It's going to be looking all over the place. He was like, and you're going to be sensitive to light for probably 2 to 3 days. And I'm like, all right, fine. No, he wasn't kidding. I couldn't even – it had to be pitch black for me to be able to open my eye. It was painful, and it was like every bit of light blinded my eye. I think that's what they did to him. I think his eye got scratched. They put those drops in there, and now his eye is dilated so much, and it's taken a couple days for it to go away.
How was your light aside? How was your vision with your eye?
It sucked.
Oh,
it
really?
Sucked. Yeah, because the scratch was on the cornea, on that coating, and it was you could it almost like there was a hair in my eye where you could see like a separation, like you could see something sitting in your eye. Like if you looked at a piece of glass and it had a piece of like hair on it or something, and you saw that it was in your vision, it annoyed you. That's how it looked for me. And I was right there. It took more than 3 days for light to stop bothering me. But even I had my head down. I had to sign papers for like my job saying I was going to be out for a week. And I couldn't even see to sign the paper. They were moving my hand in front of the paper, like where I had to sign. That's how bad it was. I believe that's what they did.
Hmm. That's good insight, Mark. Obviously, thank you for the call. That's not official by any means. But I do think I understand he was hit in the eye. I know what happened. The question to me is what is the result of that happening, especially given the missed free throws, given the sunglasses? I just want to know. And Nick Nurse saying there's nothing. There's obviously something.
Yeah, there's something there. And I thought maybe he got his cornea scratched too, and that could be what it is. But then I don't understand the secrecy of it. I mean, if anything, it would help explain why he may not be as efficient as a shooter. Like, it's not his fault somebody scratched his eye or what have you. Oh, and by the way, if he's sensitive to light, they didn't play that game in a closet. They didn't play that game in the dark.
The world's most famous arena, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, it was lit up everywhere in there, and he wasn't wearing anything on his eyes to protect his eyes or anything. So I don't know, but I agree there has to be something going on there.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
So the Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, do you still believe the Sixers will win this series versus the Knicks? The poll stays strong at 67% no, 33% yes.
So now, that's two-thirds.
That is two-thirds.
Two-thirds, yes.
There you go.
Education paying off.
Yes. Look, the show's getting smarter by the day. Smarter by the
day. That's a good point.
So Sixers are 0-2, but there's another team in town that is 7-0. We will talk about the Phillies with the Jackie Baseball Report next, and I will tell you which Hall of Famer Ranger Suarez reminds me of. That is next on the Afternoon Show on WIP.
Hey, $439 a month. Yep, that's what my guys down at Elite Acura told me when I asked how much would it cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event. Now they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level. And that was just the car that first caught my eye. Now, through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even the new 2024 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease it for just $499 a month with $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, you have to get down to Elite Acura today while these offers last. Head over to Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Ike sent you or shop online at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. That's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Over there is Jack Fritz. Tomorrow at this time, 4:30, it is a huge day in the history of the WIP afternoon show. Huge day in the history of WIP. Huge day in the history of journalism, professional football. Huge day in the history of Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, Spike Eskin. In that tomorrow at 4:30, we will debut the first power rankings for Eagles Insider of the Year. People have been talking about this. A lot of people are vying for the number one spot, which isn't awarded tomorrow, but the power rankings come out tomorrow. So it's sort of like the MVP ladder that NBA.com does.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the power rankings. We'll see where everybody sits as we go into the NFL draft. So it's now, big.
I noticed you didn't mention accountability. Anything there? But yeah. Accountability is also back.
Big day for accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest, I think you could say.
Now, didn't Elliot say something off air that I asked if could be counted toward? He said something off air that I asked if could be counted
toward. Isaiah Rodgers?
Insider of the Year. No, we didn't talk about Isaiah Rodgers.
He said he knew he was going to be back. Oh. That was in a text message, so I'm not counting that.
No, it's got to be public.
Yeah.
It's got to be public.
He's trying to count too many things for Insider of the Year.
Wait a minute.
I mean, if that were the case, yeah.
You'd be Insider of the Year.
Yes.
If we could count all the off-air stuff, holy moly, Ike would be Insider of the Year. So that is tomorrow at 4:30. But today at 4:30, we have a 7-0 baseball team, and here's your chance to talk about it with the Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I do like that intro.
Yes, you do.
It's nice that it's like a 40s sounding intro, 40s, 50s.
Battle loves his old-timey journalist voice.
Has Battle ever worked as hard as he has since the new show has started? I mean, we got a lot of returns for Battle. The text line's back. I mean, he's working overtime for the new show.
It's good. He's off twice a week every week.
See, Ike thinks he's off these days when he's really just working at home, which I do appreciate because, again, we're a show on accountability based on accountability. But he's not really off.
But we've seen him here more, I think.
We have. Yeah, I think he likes you. I think he's just like, oh, my God,
Spike's
back.
Here.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
I think that's what it is.
What a gravitating personality you are.
Well, Battle and I go back a long ways. When he first came here, when he got hired, I was sort of his first friend here. And then his only friend.
Yeah, well, still are.
Some may argue to this day.
I thought he was a weirdo, yeah.
Yeah, he is. It's very weird.
It's definitely weird. So in the Jackie Baseball Report today, I got a couple things. So first, how about freaking Ranger, man?
Yes.
I mean, 25 scoreless innings. It is the longest scoreless inning streak by a Philly starter since Cliff Lee in 2011.
Mm.
And when you watch him, it reminds me so much of Cliff. I know you have a comp, and that's fine. But like when he gets in the rhythm, and I didn't hate Rob Thompson pulling him early. He threw 88 pitches.
Well, especially because he threw a complete game the outing before.
It's April. We don't need to run Ranger into the ground. He pitched 88 pitches. They had to get some bullpen guys in there. Soto, Hoffman. Didn't hate that. But, man, he is just in total, total command right now.
He reminds me of a left-handed Greg Maddux. Like just the way he works, you know, when you watched Maddux, first of all, he worked quickly. But also, when you watch Greg Maddux, it wasn't like you were watching a guy that was throwing, he wasn't throwing 98, 99 miles an hour. It wasn't his stuff that was the first thing that jumped out at you. It's that he never lost composure. It's that he put his pitches where he wanted them to go. He had great location. And watching Ranger sort of reminds me of that. I can't believe how good he is. I said yesterday when we were doing leading off that he will be my player to count on until he is not. And he lives up to it every time. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's just so funny because like it's not like his stuff pops.
No.
Like it's just kind of, he just is aggressive in the strike zone.
Yeah.
He threw all five of his pitches. It broke down like 20% each. So you have no idea what pitch is kind of coming next, which is how you keep guys off balance. He's just he's in a ridiculous rhythm right now.
Turnbull's stuff pops more than Rangers does.
I agree.
Yeah.
And he's a great defensive player out there.
Yes.
He better win the Gold Glove.
That would be awesome.
He hasn't been qualified the last couple years for no – like, Zach Wheeler somehow won the Gold Glove last year, and Rangers always been a better defensive pitcher. So, Rangers just on a roll. And just on the team in general, it kind of feels like they've settled into the season. You know, the first week it was – panic in the streets, like the expectations got to him. You told us you're going to win or compete for the division, mm-hmm. and the defense has taken a step forward. You know, hasn't really killed them recently. Trey has been really good for a bit over there. The base running mistakes seem like they're kind of cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, they've settled into the season. They're not going to win every game on the way out. For Spike and I's sake, could use a loss tonight. But,
I want y'all all the way up to 10 miles.
Dude, I just got a hip replacement 5 months ago. I'm not walking 10 miles.
We'll break it up.
I'll never be here.
Listen, I'm not the one who put it out there that I was walking miles. Do you hear me complaining about walking miles?
No.
Yeah, because you know why?
Because you don't.
I'm not walking miles.
Yeah.
If they get the 10 wins, will you give us?
They can get the 20 in a row. It wouldn't matter. I'm just going to enjoy the wins.
Enjoy the wins, man.
Yeah.
Unless we park Ike's car 10 miles from the building, he is not walking
exactly,
10 miles.
Yeah, I'm not walking.
Does an Uber count?
10 miles. I'd be back home by the time if I walk 10 miles.
You're exactly right. But I think they've kind of calmed down. They settled in, and yeah. I feel like we're going to see more. This is where they usually get to in June, and it's good to see them getting here in April.
It did. I'm not discounting anything. Did help to play two of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Oh, the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best part about it, they took care of business.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't 4-2. It wasn't even 5-1. Hell, it was 6-0.
Yeah. Swept them.
Love it.
You got anything else, Jackie Baseball?
That's better.
Come on, man. Give me a little Bomer.
Well, we got
Come on, Rojas.
If you want to do one more thing.
Come on, man.
How about Rojas?
How about him?
Like, Rojas' flowers.
Does not look like a disaster at the plate. And like he had a triple last night, which is phenomenal to see. At least he's not striking out. He's not chasing. He's walking a little bit. He's hitting the ball with some conviction. So, I mean, maybe we don't need Trout because we got Johan Rojas.
So
I wouldn't go that far.
It's all right. I already figured out the pivot, Ike. Don't worry. We're going Castellanos can ship himself to L.A.
So do you think Castellanos had another two hits last night, I think?
Yeah.
Do you think he's out of it? Or he's still not driving the ball?
Yeah, he's got one extra base hit.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Okay.
And the one was a blooper over the first baseman's head. So.
And I'm losing money the last four straight games betting
home runs
that is coming because he has one coming.
Sure. It should happen.
In Cincinnati.
Because he dominates that ballpark.
He does.
Are the odds still crappy? I mean, are they like plus 450?
Yeah, it was like 470.
Which is a joke. He's got
still
one
plus 470.
He's got one extra base hit on the year. So that's beyond annoying.
The other thing, Stott sort of looks a little lost out there.
He
too.
Does.
Yeah.
He does.
Tried to bring him out of it yesterday. Yeah, it didn't help.
Did not work.
He got two RBIs, though.
He did.
He got one RBI with the sack fly, I think. Or the infield hit.
The infield. They beat out the double play.
Yeah, right.
He got two RBIs yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he had the sack in the first. I was driving home. My bad. Donovan Jespot.
Desiree has a Johan Rojas question. What is that, Desiree? You're on WIP.
Hello, guys. Hey, I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi, how are you? So we, in my house, we're all big baseball fans of the Phillies, and we always have a conversation or debate on who's faster, Johan or Trey Turner. What do you think? I think it's Johan.
Yeah.
Foot race. If there was a foot race between these two, who would win?
I would take Rojas.
You
Rojas?
Would?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I would go with Trey Turner.
Really?
I don't. And honestly, I don't know who's faster because they both are pretty fast.
Yeah, I'd like to see that race.
Yeah.
Let's get that together.
You know what, Desiree? I just haven't seen, and Rojas is pretty fast.
Yeah, he is.
I just haven't seen Trey Turner when he's running the bases. I don't think I've seen anything like him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to beat out every infield hit as long as it's hit deep.
You know what I might be not giving Trey Turner the benefit of the doubt.
Because he's a white guy?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What is this?
He glides, dude. He glides.
Jackie Baseball, in a foot race, let's say 100-yard dash, Johan Rojas or Trey Turner?
I would take Trey Turner.
Wow, really?
No, I think both are number one. I know you're a big fan of this, Spike, so sit down. But sprint speed. I think they're both number one in sprint speed in baseball right now. Hmm. They're the fastest team in baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with Schwarber?
Yeah.
How about he scored from first base?
Oh, he's a little spry. I was told he's going to clog the bases, by the way. Harper's a fast first baseman. Stott's the second in sprint speed among second basemen. Trey's number one amongst shortstops. JT's the fastest catcher. Johan Rojas is the second fastest center fielder. And Brandon Marsh is the third fastest left fielder.
Wow.
I know. Are you excited?
I'm fired up.
That's I never expected to hear.
They're so fast.
Thank you. And Desiree, your pick would be?
It would be Rojas.
Okay.
We're on. Thank you for the call, Desiree.
I tell you question. What, could we agree that it would be a photo finish?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a photo finish. I don't think anybody, either one of those guys, is like running away from each other.
On an off day, why don't they, little good social media content?
Yeah.
Let's see the race. Let's do it.
And throw Schwarber in there for kicks.
Absolutely.
Now, Hugh, by the way. Schwarber's killing Hugh in a race.
I said that, man.
Wait a minute. Did Hugh think he could beat Schwarber in a race?
Yes.
Nah, come on, Hugh.
This is the snack Schwarber. This is Schwarber after he's lost a few.
Yeah. Come on. Hugh, you're 50-something years old.
Yeah. See, it's in his head.
Yes.
He's like, man, I know I can outrun that guy.
What do you think if you train?
It's like when I say I can outrun Alshon.
You never liked Alshon.
I know, but he's one of the slow receivers that I feel like I can run faster than.
We've had this conversation before. What do you think if you trained, what do you think your 40 speed could be today?
Today?
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I said, Spike.
Yep.
It'll be true to the day I can't run anymore.
Okay.
If they ever line me up, I don't care what age I'm at, but if I get in the starting blocks to run a 40-yard dash, I'm breaking 5 flat. I'll never run anything over 5 seconds.
Even at this age,
right now, 5 flat is slow.
I've always wanted to make Ike run the 40.
Yeah. Now, I actually remember you were here, but you probably wasn't PD. You were still APD in it. I did it with Michael B.
You ran it?
Yeah.
No, that was before me.
Yeah, we did it down at FDR.
Oh, no, that was before me.
I had to go show him.
And what? Did you break 5?
Of course I did. I ran a 4.8.
Now, that was
4.7.
8, 9 years ago.
It was a while ago.
Do you think you'd beat me in the 40?
With ease.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so.
With ease. It's only one thing you can do better than
me. You smell that?
What?
I smell it.
Only one thing you can do better than me.
Drive a golf ball?
And drive a golf
ball.
Oh,
really?
Well, two things. Throw pitching in there,
too. Yeah.
There's no way I can throw.
Throw a football.
Throw pitching. I don't know.
No, I've seen him throw.
It was Division
III. Well, I can throw it, but I'm certainly not going to throw it as fast, as hard as he's throwing.
I was throwing the old ball around the other day.
Yeah.
I can still spot it. Mm. But don't you worry about it.
I don't know.
Anytime you need it.
I looked up your Division III stats when you were in college. Not very good.
I'm just letting everyone know, I'm not going to respond when you say Division III because you're going to keep doing it. So like
it only took you a week to figure that out.
Well, I had to keep correcting him, and then I was like, you know what? I'm the idiot.
Yes,
that's the key here. Always realize you're the idiot.
Do you know what you just did? You just responded to it.
No,
just so we're clear.
No, I know. I just let everyone else know inside the show for a second.
Seth in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Hey, I'm on my way to Passover dinner. Happy Passover, guys.
Happy Passover, Seth.
Happy Passover.
Thank you. So, how about that Power Ranger, first of all? Really impressive. Looks like we got 3 aces, perhaps. Loving that.
Yeah, how often do you have 3 guys in the top 10 in Cy Young voting? I mean, Cy Young odds.
Yeah, honestly.
The Phillies have 3 starters inside the top 10.
Oh, in odds?
In odds.
I haven't looked at the odds.
Yeah.
Is Wheeler the favorite, I assume?
Yes, he's the favorite,
yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Can you imagine if Ranger Suarez, hang on 1 sec, Seth. Can you imagine if Ranger Suarez won the friggin' Cy Young?
Plus 13,000 before the season.
Mm. What's he now?
Plus 4?
Plus 2.
Plus 2?
2,000?
In some places, he's plus 1,500.
I got him at plus 6 a week ago.
Oh, there you go.
Just saying.
There you go. I'm sure that'll pay off.
After that complete game.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple buddies of mine, we're thinking about placing something there on Cy Young on Ranger.
Yeah.
We'll see. Why not?
Look, he's looking great right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seth, what do you got on the Sixers?
The Sixers. Last week, I was one of the guys who got in on time on my all-in. Guys, I think I'm all out now. I'm just – and you know what? It's not even the officiating, even though the Sixers are, I believe, the worst rating against – worst calls against rating in the NBA. It's not even that. It's just the lack of help that Embiid and Maxey are getting. I thought it would be Embiid that was going to cause this concern for me, was my caveat. But we're just not getting enough. Heald's been a major disappointment. I'm not seeing enough from the other guys. I'm looking at that stat score. It's really disappointing.
I'll agree and disagree, Seth. But I agree in that I expected to get more out of some of those guys. But I will disagree in that when you have two guys who you are labeling as true superstars, you can't complain that the fourth best guy or the fifth best guy on the roster isn't giving you enough. When you're built like the Knicks are currently, and the Knicks do not have any, you know, Jalen Brunson's making a good salary, but he's not making $50 million a year. Julius Randle is, again, making a good salary, not making, and nobody is accusing either of those guys of being a top 10 player in the NBA. I guess Brunson sort of sniffed that, but when you have a guy like Embiid and then you layer on a guy like Maxey, a lot of what you're looking for in role players is not guys who need the ball a bunch, right? because you have so much usage out of those two guys. So I've been incredibly disappointed with Heald. I've been disappointed with Oubre in the playoffs for sure, but I guess I just don't know. You can't say that's why they didn't win. I don't think. I can't get there with that.
I think it's a major factor. There were a lot of other role players on the Knicks that I feel have stepped in and made big threes and big moments, you know, made a difference.
100%. But and thank you for the call, Seth. To my point, those guys, you know, Dante DiVincenzo has played a lot and shot a lot over the last few months, scoring 20 points a game.
Yep.
Josh Hart plays 45 minutes a game. These are guys who are being asked to do those things regularly, and that is the build of the team. The build of our team is not that.
Yep.
So more of your calls on the Sixers after Jack tells you how to get a dishwasher.
That's exactly right. Because, listen, if you listen to this show, and you know what time it is.
Yeah.
We're all about appliances.
When you think of the face of appliances, you think of Jack Fritz. And the place to go for appliances is National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, let me ask you this. How are you sure that you're going to get the best price? Like, do they have anything there for that?
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Not only is it in tax-free Wilmington, which obviously adds to
that's important.
It's massive. They also have something called Price Assure. And Price Assure instantly updates the tags in the store. When you go, I was down there a couple weeks ago. When you go in, you see a price. If there's another price elsewhere, different appliance store that is lower, Price Assure instantly updates the tag right there in front of you. So you have the lowest prices. But on top of that, excellent service and over 100 brands displayed in their 15,000 square foot showroom. A huge showroom, a lot of experience. It is just a phenomenal, phenomenal place down at Tax Free Wellington. You can also save an extra 35% on GE appliances. They have GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram appliances. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Tax Free Wellington today and tell them Jack Fritz sent you.
Dave in Lexington. You're on 94WIP. Yes, I was about to say YSP. I was all confused. This is my first slip up. What's up, Dave?
Hey. Spike, thanks for taking the call. Jack, Ike, how you guys doing?
What's up, Dave?
Don't ask how we're doing. We're doing great. Thank you, though, Dave.
I forgot. That was one of the six rules we made last.
Yeah.
My bad, Spike.
All good.
No, last night, you know, you can't give up five. You can't give up the points like that in threes. But to echo the last call, the L2 marks, look at that chart today. But how do they not see the timeout that Nick's trying to call? Is the biggest issue I have, let alone the mirrored holding on Maxey's jersey like we saw Bradbury had in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the only thing I could come up with, Dave, is that they were probably – I'm speaking solely about the Nick Nurse calling, because we all can see that he was trying to call timeout there. They were focused in on the action. When there's that little scrum, that little melee right there, I think they're looking more at that. For instance – when that happens, if Tyrese Maxey were to call timeout, I think there's a timeout granted because they're looking right at Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah. And by the way, if he just, honestly, if I could take back of all the timeouts and all the missed free throws and blah, 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 if I could take back one thing that one player did or one person did last night, watching Maxi try to pass that ball when he's laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just wrapping
to
it
Lowry.
Up.
To Lowry, yeah, when he's trying to get it to Lowry, yeah.
And I know he's probably scared of a jump ball.
Jump ball.
But wrap it up, scream timeout. It is stunning him trying to pass that ball. I mean, what a panic move that was from him.
Yeah.
A great game, a great game. We keep couching it with, I love Maxi.
Because he hit so many big shots late in the fourth quarter, man.
I lost it when he hit that three.
Yeah.
I lost it. Screamed. Curse, all that kind of stuff. Dave, you think they can win the series?
I think they still can. I think that the ball just, I mean, the cliche, the ball just hasn't bounced our way. But, you know, if Maxi and MB keep doing what they're doing, one of these guys is going to have to get hot. I think Batum last week against the Heat, that was the guy who I've been hoping we'd see more of in games one and two. And he hit some big shots last night, but going back to Wells Fargo this week, I think game three is going to be a great crowd, great atmosphere. Our fans want to show Knicks fans that they're trash and their bravado in the Garden the last two nights. I mean, they're lucky they're up 2-0. I mean, really, they could be, it should be 1-1, but I think the Sixers still have a chance. I'm not all out. I'm still in. Maxie's our guy from UK, so he's my vested interest player for me. But the big guys, the two of them keep doing what they're doing, someone's going to bust out.
Yeah, I actually think Thursday is a Oubre game. I think he's due.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like you're not an Oubre guy.
No, I like Oubre.
Oh, okay.
No, I like Oubre. I just like Toby more.
Right. It's when Oubre gets thrown in your face
Yes. No,
Toby.
I like Oubre because Oubre is the type of player that reminds me of myself. He's one of those guys you got to
– Chucker.
Yeah, and you got to almost do a little bit of everything.
Right.
You got to do a little bit of everything. And so he's the guy because he rarely lacks confidence. I can see when he gets back home, the energy of the crowd.
Yes.
I think he feeds off of that. He has one of those games where he can give you 15 to 20 points.
He is a great example. We were talking earlier about role players that play better at home. Mm-hmm. Oubre is a great example of somebody who I think can thrive off the home court atmosphere rather than. And he hasn't been in the playoffs since, I'm trying to think.
I think it was
Washington.
Yeah,
16, 17.
17. I think they said it was 17.
With those
Beal
Wall teams. Yeah. It's amazing he's even old enough to have been on those teams.
I know, because I didn't even expecting him. Yeah, what is he?
He's around 30. Yeah.
Oh, is he? I thought he was more like 26, 27.
No, I think he's 29, 30. He's been in the league for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
real quick.
Yeah.
Got a text on an update on my 40-yard dash.
Yes.
Barrett Brooks was there. He was there with me when we did it. He ran a 40-yard dash, too.
Yes.
Did not look as good as my 40-yard dash. But Barrett, he remembered, and he told me, dude, you ran a 4.6 that day.
Yeah,
four,
I'm calling
flat.
BS.
Yeah,
no
that,
no
that,
shot.
That sounds
over 4.6.
Oh yeah.
Get you back to the combine, kid. I mean, you have a
first of all, I ran a 4.57 at the combine.
And you run a 4.6 when you were 42?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah. 4.6.
All right.
Yeah.
Barrett Brooks, by the way, he's failed a lot.
I mean,
we
had a stopwatch. We were there. We did it.
It seems like a quick watch. it's like the 61-yarder, the Jake Elliott field goal game. Yeah, it's a quick watch.
Yeah.
Or does it crush my confidence?
No, you're good. No, never. Never. Never.
We could never crush your confidence. Speaking of confidence, how many Fritz segments do we have? The top five at five is next the afternoon show on WIP.
Not enough.
Hey, the road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run. I do that every time I read this. With $150. Now, just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. How about three-pointers made? Let's go with the over for tonight. You got the Bucks taking on the Pacers. I'm looking at Dame Lillard. Let's go over and three-pointers made for him. That's 3+. How about the over under total points in that game? Under has been hitting a lot of these playoff games. I guess they really do play defense in the playoffs. So I would go with the under in that game. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.